gentlemen. Thanks for listening. My name is David Lillehaug, and as a DFL candidate for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Rod Grams, I've decided to do things a little differently. You deserve better than sound bites and slogans and cheap shots. I think you've got a right to know who I am and where I stand, and that takes longer than a 30-second campaign commercial. For the next few minutes, I'd like to talk with you about working families in Minnesota. I believe powerful special interests and the influence of big money in politics put our future at risk, and it's time to stand up and fight back. That, in a nutshell, is why I'm running and what the Lillehaug for Senate campaign is all about. But before I talk about the future, let me share with you a few things about my past and some of the lessons that I've learned. When I was growing up next door in South Dakota, my dad was a teacher and active in his union local. Like father, like son, I joined the union when I was earning money for college. Even as a kid, I got involved in political campaigns. I volunteered to help progressive candidates like George McGovern. That's what inspired me to pursue a life in public service, and it seemed like the law was the best way to make a difference for people. Thanks to a scholarship, I had the opportunity to earn a law degree at Harvard. Yep, I admit I went to Harvard. But instead of going for the big bucks, like most of my classmates, I decided to join Fritz Mondale's presidential campaign. And I'll always be grateful to my wife, Winifred, for her understanding during that long year and a half I was on the road. As you know, running against Ronald Reagan wasn't easy. In the end, we lost only 49 states, everyone except Minnesota. But it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, because Fritz was fighting to level the playing field for hardworking Americans. And now, 16 years later, I'm continuing the fight. Even during a boom economy, too many struggle to make ends meet, because the wealthy and the powerful still have too much influence in Washington, and that hurts working families everywhere. Here in Minnesota, it's been especially hard on family farmers. They're being squeezed by unfair foreign trade, corporate farms, and an ag policy imposed by a Congress that cares more about profits than protecting family farms. When you stop and think about it, here's what matters most to Minnesotans: access to health care and affordable prescription medication, safe schools and quality education, a clean environment, living wage jobs, and a secure retirement. But in Congress, there's a lot of lip service and double talk, and the insiders with the big money always seem to win out. My parents taught me that people without big money need a voice. Growing up in a union home, I saw firsthand what could be accomplished when working people stand together. Senator Paul Wellstone has those same values, and I was honored when he asked the president to nominate me to be the United States Attorney, the chief federal prosecutor for Minnesota. As I mentioned earlier, I've always believed the law can be a tool for social and economic justice. Now our senator was asking me, David Lillehaug, to put my ideals on the line and my principles to the test. Being the U.S. attorney was a challenge because I was given an opportunity to help people who needed it and make a real difference in their lives. And I'm real proud of the results we achieved. Drug gangs were destroying low-income neighborhoods and threatening rural communities with their meth labs, crack houses, and brutal violence. I'll never forget a memorial service for five kids killed in a gang-related firebombing. Good people were crying out for someone to help their communities, but no one was listening until we proved you can clean up forgotten neighborhoods and create hope for the future. We also helped clean up the Blue Earth River, forcing a Texas company that was dumping waste in our water to pay the largest fine for criminal pollution in the history of our state. And once, while investigating a telemarketing scam, I heard with my own ears a con artist ripping off a senior citizen. We quickly put a stop to that. Now, despite what the cynics say, I know from my own experience you can change the status quo and you can get results. When I was young, I was inspired by my parents and the progressive political leaders who were my role models. Now, my 8-year-old daughter, Kara, is my inspiration. That's why I want to fight for working families in Washington, because I know we can do a heck of a lot better for ourselves and the next generation. Next week, same time, same station, I'll be discussing in more detail the important issues and my ideas for improving the quality of life for people in Minnesota. In the meantime, please log on to our new campaign website, www.lillehaug.org. That's lillehaug.org. And if you're a DFL delegate, check out our online updates and convention information. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Thanks for letting me visit. I'm David Lillehaug, and this broadcast was paid for by Lillehaug for Senate.